Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We're a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, August 26, 2014. This is Keith Williams reporting. I am a member of Chicago Council 8, and I am one of the 685. Today was the first of 3 days during which the United Master Executive Council, MEC, will meet in session during the summer of 2014 regular meetings in Chicago. During this three-day meeting held from August 26th to 28th, 2014, our locally elected leaders, who together form the United MEC, will conduct the business of our union and discuss matters of importance to flight attendants. The day began with reports from the MEC officers, MEC President Ken Diaz, NEC Vice President Andres Curley, and NEC Secretary and Treasurer Jeff Heisey. In addition, reports by dedicated representatives of our Central Schedule Committee updated the United NEC on their ongoing challenges and accomplishments. The United NEC unanimously passed a resolution welcoming our 111 to participate in our meeting. NEC President Ken Diaz reaffirmed these individuals are still part of our union family at United. Ken also explained, following discussions with United Senior Vice President of Labor Relations, Doug McKean, an agreement was reached to extend travel benefits for our 111 who are on involuntary furlough until the end of the year. A more detailed summary of each day of the meeting's actions will be posted on our website in the coming days. For over 65 years, flight attendants have been fighting for women's rights in the workplace. Today, August 26, 2014, we celebrate Women's Equality Day. Women's Equality Day was created in celebration of the certification of the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote. This year marks the 93rd anniversary of this historic day. It's hard to believe less than 100 years ago, women did not have the right to vote. Advocates such as Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Ida B. Wells devoted decades of hard work to ensure that women's voices are heard. As a result, historic changes occurred, forever transforming our nation as we took another step toward a more perfect union. The history of flight attendants' union is closely entwined with that of women's rights. The original Skygirls of our profession recognized the need for a union that would advocate for their unique needs, establishing a tradition that continues today. The Association of Flight Attendants, MCWA, has been on the front lines of many of the most critical fights of our profession, from passage of the Equal Rights Act in 1964 and banning weight restrictions and pregnancy rules in 1970s to winning seniority protection and FMLA coverage for flight attendants in 2009. Early Sunday morning, California experienced an earthquake measuring 6.0 on the Richter scale hitting northern Bay Area. It has been reported that the main impact of the earthquake was felt in Napa and Sonoma Valleys. AFA and United have no reports of any flight attendant injuries. However, if you have been affected by this earthquake and you need assistance, please contact your local council as AFA is ready and willing to offer support and assistance. September 23rd, Tuesday, AFA and CWA International will host a reception for our members, executive board, allied organizations, White House and congressional representatives in the greater D.C. community in Washington, D.C. This event will also include a special screening of the Rugby Player documentary. This documentary follows the story of Mark Bingham, one of the passengers of United Flight 93 on September 11, 2001, and his mother, Alice Julian, a former United Airlines flight attendant. This timely film provides keen insight for debates on LGBT rights, marriage of equality, and gay athletes in sports. To learn more about this film, visit our website or visit www.therugbyplayerfilm.com. Tickets will be available for purchase later this week. All AFA members may purchase tickets at a special reduced rate. More information will be available later this week. After more than 2 years of direct talks with Southwest Airlines, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, IAM, this week announced they filed for mediation with the National Mediation Board, which is the federal agency that oversees contract negotiations in the airline industry. The IAM represents approximately 6,000 passenger service and reservation agents at Southwest Airlines and stated that they have never had to utilize the NMB's mediation services to achieve an agreement with the carrier. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.